Yeah, hello. Hello. Hello, ma'am. This is James calling you from security team of Visa and MasterCard department, okay?
Okay.
Ma'am, this is a verification call to ask you that. Have you authorized any overseas payment today?
No.
Ma'am, we have received a payment request of $399 in the name of Medical Donation.
Well, there you go.
Yes,
no, I have not authorized anything.
Ma'am, if you have not done anything, then how is this payment being authorized?
I have no idea. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay, ma'am. Other than you, anyone else have an access to your account?
No.
Okay, ma'am. This information which we got was from ACSC. They have found some suspicious transaction on your account because you don't know how this payment was placed. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so, okay, ma'am. Wait a minute. Need to find something. Oh my God, ma'am. Do you know someone in California, US? You are having some relative out there. Just because the payment request was made from there, ma'am.
Well, bad luck, is it?
Yes, ma'am? Yeah, hello?
Yes, so what? So it's got nothing to do with me.
Ma'am, if you are not going to cancel this transaction, $399 wanna release from your account because this is a verification call. We are here to ask you that it was you or you were not the one who is authorizing this payment.
How do you want me to cancel it?
Ma'am, we cannot, but our seniors from ACSC, Australian Cyber Security Center, can. We need to forward this call to them and they will just make a registration of a complaint to their portal.
Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am. Wait a minute. I will connect this call to my senior. Just be in a hold. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So, ma'am, you haven't made any transaction from your end today, right?
No.
All right. And have you used, like, your mobile phone? You ordered something online, ma'am?
No.
All right. And you do use the app on your phone, right, ma'am, at the meanwhile?
Which app?
Like, you use a PayPal, eBay application. You use that application to order some stuff online?
No, I don't use any of those.
All right. And you receive messages on your mobile phone from the bank itself, ma'am, right?
Yes.
I do.
All right. Because, ma'am, what those people did, they tried to block your internet network and they have shifted to United States.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Ma'am, what those people did, they have tried to purchase a gift card, an Apple iTunes gift card while using your information. And you haven't received any mail.
That's fine. What is, cancel it.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am, for the cancellation. You need to cooperate us. We need to proceed and we need to report this fraud activity on the cybercrime security website, ma'am.
Go ahead.
All right. You use a Google on your phone, ma'am? You got a Google?
Yes.
Okay. Open up the Google, ma'am.
No.
Ma'am, you are just checking the IP address, the location of your mobile network, which is shifted to United States, ma'am. I'm just having you check, so you might get concerned, okay?
And what will you do next?
Once you check the IP address, ma'am, you will be having a look whether it is showing you in Australia or it is in United States of America, ma'am. So you might be get concerned, okay? Because those hackers are getting access to your network and they have shifted your IP address somewhere in United States. Okay. Once you're on the Google, let me know, ma'am. And make sure you are not going to share or read out any of your detail over here, ma'am. Okay?
I'm just looking whether I've even got Google on my phone.
Okay. Is it an Android like an or an Apple phone, ma'am? You are using an iPhone.
Yes, I am. Oh, there's Google, all right.
Okay, now on the Google, type over there my.
Search. In the search?
Yeah, on the search, on the top, Google search, where you can see the magnifying glass.
My.
Then give a space, put a space.
Yes.
Number one. The figure one, ma'am?
Yes, is that my IP address, location?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, my 1P address country. You need to type the number one, then P for Peter. Again, give a space, address, space, country. It should be
yes.
My 1P address country. And search for that, ma'am. No need to tell me anything about that. Just have a look with your own eyes. So you might get concerned, ma'am.
What is my IP? Your IP address is okay.
Can you see what is showing up to you? Has any results come up there, ma'am?
Yes.
Is it showing in Australia or it is showing in a different country, ma'am?
It's not showing any, it's not saying country, it's saying that's my IP address.
Can you see below that it says country? You can see the numbers and country, state.
Oh, Chris. I was in California.
Yeah, ma'am. Because, ma'am, these are those hackers who did this, ma'am. That's the reason you are not getting any email or any message about the cancellation. Now you understand that? And they are ordering multiple gift cards for an amount of $399, $499, $500. There was multiple gift cards tried to be ordered behind you, ma'am. And you have not received any email for any such one transaction email, right, ma'am?
No.
All right. So now you understand. Now you can see the IP address. You need to remember this. And once we will be changing it to Australia, the numbers and the location and the country will be get back to Australia, ma'am, okay? So don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now we are going to report this fraudulent activity on the cybersecurity portal, ma'am. You can remove it from there, from the search. Remove that my 1P address. Remove it. Delete that.
Yeah.
All right. Once you delete that, now you can see once again the search on the Google, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. On the search, ma'am, type your A for Australia. A is in Australia. Once again, on the search, make it blank and type A, okay?
Sorry,
Did you close that page, the one my
yes.
IP address page, right?
Yeah, all right, fine.
Okay.
You want try
A.
So what you want me to do is...
Type letter A for Australia. Again on the Google, ma'am. Type A. Are you on the Google?
Yes.
All right. And did you delete that my 1P address page? Have you closed it?
Yes.
All right. Now, are you on the search, ma'am? A for Australia.
Yes.
C for cyber. C for six centers. AC. C for
okay.
Then S for Sunday.
Right.
Again, C for Charlie. A, C, S, C.
Okay.
Now give a space. Give a space. And then type Australia. Australia. It should be A, C, S, C, Australia. Okay.
Okay.
Now search for that, ma'am. Again, search for that. Search on the Google for ACSC Australia.
Yeah, but okay, sorry.
All right. Now you can see somewhere a page coming up with ACSC homepage, cyber.government.au. Right, ma'am?
Cybersecurity Solutions. Cybersecurity, Cyber Services.
ACSC homepage.
Yeah, cyber.gov.au.
Yeah, click on that, ma'am. This is the exact website from where we are ringing you up, and we are working with the Visa MasterCard with all the Bank of the Australia, ma'am. Okay?
Okay, so what now?
Now, once you click on that page, what do you see? You can see there will be a multiple options. There will be a new things coming up, right?
Yes, latest alerts and advisories, etc.
All right. Now, you can come down. You can see there, get alerts on new threats. Report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident, right, ma'am? Become a partner, information security manual.
Yes, I'll say that, yeah.
All right. Now, you can go down a little bit, ma'am. Scroll the page a little bit down. You can see there will be top three things to protect yourself. Can you see the top three things to protect yourself about?
Information, become a partner. Critical vulnerabilities.
Come down. Scroll down. Go up. Scroll up and go down. Go down to the page.
Which one? The critical vulnerabilities. Ransomware profile.
Yeah, go down. Go down. More down.
The last one is critical severity vulnerability.
Yeah, go down. More down, ma'am. Scroll down. You can
top three things.
Yeah. Yes. These are the three things, ma'am, that you need to follow up them in the near future. You need to apply them in your daily basis whenever you make any payment or you do any stuff online. Okay?
Okay, I can see that.
All right. Now, the first thing that you can see, ma'am, you need to update your device whenever the updation is required, right?
Yes.
The second thing that you can see, to protect your account with multi-factor authentication, like your fingerprint,
yep,
your face ID. These things you can also add for the payment security, ma'am. Because somehow,
yes,
somebody got access of your details, but they cannot get access to your fingerprint and your face ID. Right, ma'am?
That's right.
And the third thing that you can see, you need to backup your data regularly to the cloud or an external hard drive. Because somehow, if your mobile phone get lost, or it's not working, it's got destroyed. So you need to note it down each and everything, like your password and your banking information, in a notepad, in a notebook, so that somehow you can use it on a different device without resetting your password. Right, ma'am?
Okay.
All right. Now, apart from your mobile, have you used your account online from any other device, ma'am? You haven't, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. You have used your work computer or from any other place, ma'am, right?
Yes, my iPad and my computer.
All right. Now, ma'am, the IP address, as you see, the IP address was shifted to United States of America. So we need to block those people from your network as well and make sure that in the near future they will be not getting any access to your accounts and your network anymore. Right, ma'am?
Right.
Okay. Now, you can go to the very top of the page on the ACSC. You can see report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident.
Yes.
Click on that one.
To report it?
Yeah, because we are reporting this fraudulent activity through the ACSC cyber security portal, okay? Did you click on report, ma'am?
I did. I've got nothing.
Can you see report on the top?
Yes, I can see. I can see report.
Okay.
Report.
Click on report. Yeah. Click on that.
Oh, all Australian organisations should apply the availability factor immediately.
All right. Now, can you see an individual? Who are you reporting on a behalf of? Can you see that, ma'am?
No.
Did you click on report cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now scroll down a little bit. You can see who are you reporting on a behalf of. Can you see there will be a three options, right?
No, I don't say that.
Like an individual or a business or an organization, a government department or an agency.
No,
can you see all this?
No, I don't have that. I've had trouble reporting to these people before.
Okay. Now, once you click on that, you can see an individual. Who are you reporting on a behalf of, right?
I don't.
Okay. Go to the top of the page and do let me know what do you see, ma'am. Go to the extreme top.
www.cyber.gov.au.
No, you need to type ACSC homepage again, ma'am. ACSC Australia. You are on the wrong page. That's the reason it's not giving you the options. Again, remove everything and type ACSU Australia. Okay. ACSU Australia. Did you type in, ma'am?
Yeah, ACSU Victoria Australia.
All right. ACSC Australia. You can see the ACSC homepage, the cyber.gov.au. You need to click that once again.
Australia Cyber Security, that one.
Yeah, ACSC homepage. ACSC homepage.
Global Defense Center.
Can you see report?
No, I don't want to talk to you. Bye.
What happened, ma'am?
I have a call that I want to get.
Okay, you can put me on line. I'm holding the line for you, ma'am.